We've got the research team in place, which is myself and Mary Grace. And then we have Tommy Kerr, the senior physiotherapist in Letterkenny University Hospital, Nina Singerainen, who's the dietitian, and Charlene Hoche, the psychologist who works with our service. So those people are really keen, for pulling this programme together, getting the information, the tools that we'll use to measure behaviours, and the educational materials to give to people to help them in this programme with reducing weight, getting more active and becoming healthier in general.
And from your point of view, recruitment is beginning now in the coming weeks, so people who are at the point where they're finishing their treatment may very well find themselves being invited to take part in this.
Yes, we'll adopt an approach to enrolling patients onto the research, where we will approach people if they meet a certain entry criteria which have been pre-established, and we'll ask them if they want to be involved and speak to them about it, and be in the process then of administering consent forms and trying to get people involved as best we can.
Mary Grace, turning to you, if people do become involved in this research, what can they expect to happen?
Well, there's going to be 120 people involved. 60 of them will be in a control group, and then the other 60 will be in the intervention arm. All of them will sign a consent form, and they'll all come in for some baseline assessments. They'll go home, and then we'll randomise them. It's not up to us who gets into which arm. It's a computer-generated randomisation. Then the 60 people who are in the intervention arm will come back. They'll be given the intervention, the lifestyle, the education by the teams. They'll be given booklets and, you know, and psychology input onto how to change behaviour. And then they'll come back in 3 months for follow-up. But between that and 3 months, we will be following them up to see how they're getting on and that kind of stuff. They do, and they'll all have a Fitbit, so we will be able to see remotely if they're increasing activity and things like that. And we'll be, you know, obviously the diet, healthy diet will be a big thing as well. So we'll be kind of in contact with them to make sure that they're sort of achieving their goals.
And the data that comes from this, obviously there are teams in Galway involved in this as well. This data is going to be very carefully put together, very carefully tabulated. It's going to be scientifically assessed, and then potential future strategies, both locally and nationally, could be potentially based on the outcome of this research.
That's correct. I suppose if we had a positive outcome from this, it will show that cancer patients, when they're in their survivorship, need help to change their lifestyle and to behave. Like, behaviour modification is really what this is about. Trying to break a habit is a very difficult thing, and the way that it is now is like we're giving them the basic advice, off you go, and hopefully, you know, they can manage it. And most of them can't. 2/3 of our patients are overweight, and that is a risk for recurrence and for developing cancer in the first place. So if this is a positive outcome from this research, then yeah, we would love if it could be rolled out as a standard care within the health system to support these people going forward.
When we last spoke about this, Janice, it was some months ago. It was very much in the early stages. The idea had just been launched. You're happy with the progress up to now in terms of contracts being signed and so on?
Yes, it's we've done a lot, actually, even though sometimes looking from the outside in, it may not appear so. We've got ethics approval both locally here in the hospital and then through NUIG in Galway, and that's very important. Through any research, you cannot touch, approach anybody without having that ethics. We've got a memorandum of understanding now between the Irish Cancer Society, Letterkenny Hospital and NUIG, which again is very important for financial robustness and control.